Caitlin with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Yagra Maganjin Aboriginal Corporation has today lodged an application with the federal government for permanent legal protection for Victoria Park. Victoria Park, also known as Barambin, holds extreme cultural significance for local Indigenous communities, as it was a central meeting place for Indigenous communities and is associated with many dreaming stories. However, the Crisafulli government has made it clear that they will continue with plans to establish a 63,000-seat stadium for the Brisbane Olympic Games, situated at Victoria Park, overriding current cultural heritage laws. As a result, YMAC has lodged their application under Section 10 of the Cultural Heritage Act, which allows the Commonwealth to declare long-term protection of a significant Aboriginal area under threat or injury of desecration.
North Stradbroke Island has begun a steady transition to its traditional name, Minjeriba, as locals and cultural leaders embrace the chains as a way to celebrate the Indigenous heritage of the island. Minjeriba comes from the Jendai language, spoken by the Kondamuka people, and means place of many mosquitoes. The Queensland government officially recognised the dual naming of Stradbroke Island, Minjeriba, in 2011, and since then, signage, tourism campaigns and local businesses have also adopted the traditional name. Cameron Costello, chair of the Kwandamuka Yuluburubri Aboriginal Corporation, said that like Uluru and Gari, there is a natural progression happening, and that these changes take time, but also reflect that our shared journey as a nation in recognising and restoring Aboriginal culture. While there is no official date for the full switch to Minjeriba, QYAC believes the change will happen organically and over time.
In national news, a series of community forums aimed at addressing the ongoing algal bloom crisis in South Australia begin tonight at Bratton Secondary School. Aimed to provide up-to-date information on the efforts currently underway to mitigate and recover from the bloom. And led by senior political leaders, scientists and health professionals, it is hoped that the forums will provide platforms for local community members to voice their concerns and seek answers directly from authorities. Government officials also hope that the forums will allow critical information to be gathered on how to target support measures to best aid the rehabilitation and recovery of affected communities and industries. The state and federal government have so far allocated $28 million in funding and support.
Many emergency flood warnings are still active for areas of New South Wales after heavy rainfall eased at the end of the weekend. The rainfall is currently affecting the mid-north and central coast of New South Wales, with major flood warnings still in place for the Namoi moderate warnings for the Macleay River and the Woolumbi Creek. Minor flood warnings are current for the Hunter, Guida and Peel Rivers. Over the severe weather event, the SES responded to over 2,000 incidents and executed 25 flood rescues. Residents in areas of active flood warnings are advised to please stay away from flood water. The flooding is a result of the same cold snap responsible for generating the snowfall in northern New South Wales and Stanthorpe and surrounding areas.
In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will convene a meeting this week to determine the Israeli military's next steps in Gaza. Israeli news reported that senior officials close to the Prime Minister said, quote, "The die is cast, we're going for full conquest." Netanyahu and Israel's actions in the ongoing 22-month conflict are under strengthening global scrutiny, including what police cited as the largest protest in Sydney in memory, with up to 300,000 people marching across the Sydney Harbour Bridge calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The UN says Gaza is currently experiencing worst-case scenario famine. Despite strong and corroborating evidence of the severe famine, Netanyahu again denied the famine is occurring in Gaza.
For your weather today, Brisbane is bright and sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We're back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. There's a couple of things that we're going to be talking about in Workers' Power in there, so thank you very much. First off, that thing on Minjeriba, we're going to have Kwandamuka man Cal join us. So we can have a little bit further chat about that. So thank you very much for leading into it, and we'll see you again at 11 a.m.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you then. But for now, We're going to do a little bit of rock and roll here on Workers' Power, here on 4ZZZ.